saucin' on you. I'm swaggin' on you. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out. Welcome back to another episode of The Field House with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy, back with my Brodies, Marcellus.
Call me Tia, you know who it is.
And Carl in the back.
What's goody?
Obviously, tonight we've got some more basketball because there's always drama in the NBA. But the biggest drama this week is Shaq and JaVale McGee.
Boy.
Carl, go ahead. Go first on this, man. Why is JaVale McGee even concerned with what Shaq doing? It's my thing.
JaVale, you don't sit your butt down. Look, you went from the Denver Nuggets to the Golden State Warriors, who was already the best team in basketball before you. And then once you came there, you started doing something okay. And now that Shaq done put together a little movie trailer of all the times you done messed up in your career, you want to get a little salty about it. No, sir. Because if you're winning, you shouldn't be worried about it. If you're losing, you should just stop messing up. That's just the way it goes.
Exactly. And, like, I mean, come on, JaVale McGee. You the one going up for dunks and losing the ball on your way up. You the one laying it up off the bottom of the rim. You the one sliding like you in soccer, you taking out people.
How you get blocked by the rim, boy?
And then, yeah, like, blocked by the rim. Come on, dude. And then you sitting there worried about what Shaq doing. You need to be gearing up for playoffs, JaVale, before you end up on Shaq and the Fool again.
Because Andrew Bogut going to come down there and knock on you like, oh, man, we should have kept him instead of getting you.
JaVale, like, come on, dude. You too busy worried about Shaq. You need to be worried about your average. 6.8 points a game. You need to get some rebounds, 2.5 rebounds a game. JaVale McGee, you 7 foot, 270 pounds. That is not going to get it done. What the Warriors pick you up for if you're not going to do none of that, man?
Tallest man on the court, but got the shortest stats.
And you got the nerve to call out Shaq. Well, do you not know that's the Diesel? Quit being disrespectful. Boy. The Diesel have the right to make fun of you.
End up on the bottom of some Shaqs. Not even Jay's on the bottom of some Shaqs.
That don't make no sense. Man, Shaq, man, that's a four-time NBA champion, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he won 3 with the Lakers, won 1 with the Heat.
Boy.
JaVale, what have you done?
Boy.
Besides losing basketballs, playing for the Wizards, having George Karl just beyond angry with you all the time. George Karl constantly putting his hands on his face because he's so frustrated with you. And then you too busy worried about a film that Shaq made on TNT. What you doing watching TNT for in the first place? Why you...
Stop giving the material.
Man, exactly. If you don't go up there and get on the court and just handle your job, get some rebounds instead of trying to run a one-man fast break like you a guard losing the ball half court. Come on, JaVale McGee. You know better, man. You need to get ready for the playoffs and hope Andrew Bogut and Deron Williams don't come into town and take over because you know you're going to be on the court with them because you're the second unit.
Play a roller sit down, boy.
I disagree with the both of you.
Oh, why is that, Stormy?
Because what was the point of Shaq? Okay, you're talking about JaVale wasting his time worrying about the video. It's Shaq wasting his time putting that together. Like, that is beyond extra. Like,
exactly. Well, no.
Extra thing because that Shaq has ever done. I don't care if he's continuing to give him, like, whatever you're calling Shaq, whatever. Whatever the show or the pieces.
Oh, Shaq and a Fool?
Shaq
yes.
The Fool. Yes, he, like, I guess he gives a lot of reasons to be on that, but it doesn't give Shaq a right to just freaking compile all of them together and go out of his way to make a movie trailer.
It's a joke.
I know, but if I was JaVale, I'd be pissed too, because it's like, at one point, and you know all of this, this is with anyone, you can make a joke over and over again, but it's gonna get old. And I completely understand JaVale getting pissed off and being like, dude, just leave me alone. Like, what have I ever done to you?
If you get a Shaq and a Fool legend at the legend of, I mean, at the level of JaVale McGee, you got to make a celebration out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're getting the ratings, extra ratings off of Shaq and a Fool.
Yeah.
On top of them
being, right, I agree.
On top of them being funny with Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie, and Charles Barkley, because they already funny just as is. You add the Shaq and a Fool section, and most of what you see is JaVale McGee, you got to put it together. Make a highlight of the
highlight.
It's
JaVale McGee. You think Shaq cares about JaVale McGee and what he and what he has to say
JaVale
McGee?
He clearly cares about him. He's going to spend all that time having that or come up with the idea to make that stupid movie trailer.
Of course, because if you have all of this material that you want the people to see and the people love seeing it, you just got to put it together for the people to see it.
They've already seen it because all of those clips have already been on Shaq in a Fool. I think it was completely unnecessary, and I don't think that calling Shaq out is, like, obviously the right way to handle it, just because obviously Shaq is his superior.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that at all.
Yeah, he gonna
and
catch
the place that Shaq is in, completely understandable that, you know, people would be like, dude, why are you calling out Shaq? But you've got to address it somehow. The guy's been picking on you literally your entire career when you have not done anything. Now, if JaVale would have, you know, when it played against Shaq, you know, they were always going at it, kind of bickering back and forth, always had beef, then it's understandable that Shaq would go and put this together. But it's completely pointless for him to go through all that trouble just to put together that video for a guy that's nothing compared to him. Like, that's pretty obvious.
That's the point.
I understand what you're saying, but my whole point is, why is the Warriors organization calling Shaq right now? They need to be worried about getting KD healthy. He just got hurt. Just got word that he got hurt and hyperextended his knee. They need to worry about getting him healthy, because what's our next topic, Stormy? Aren't we transitioning to LeBron and the pieces that he's about to get, that he has ready coming? The Warriors organization need to quit worried about Turner Network and what Shaq is doing in that studio inside the NBA, and need to worry about getting their squad healthy, because I don't want to hear no excuses when the Cavs tax them in the finals again if they make the finals, because
true.
I am not so convinced that they are going to make the finals. I'm really not.
You got the Spurs, you got the Rockets, and I think it may have one more contender, maybe, possibly.
The Clippers, maybe, but you know how they always do in
if
the playoffs.
If Blake Griffin ever learned to step up when he needs
to. He is such a dud.
Who? Blake Griffin? Yes.
He's still a star, but he doesn't be a star at the right time.
No, he has every capability of, for real, leading his team and taking control in his position, and he has it. I mean, he has every tool that is necessary to be an all-star at all times, and he doesn't use it.
He has every opportunity to be great, but so does JaVale McGee. So, I mean, JaVale McGee.
No, y'all are talking about how he's in the second unit.
He's terrible, but athletic-wise, he could be the best center in the game, if we being honest. He really could. But, again, I'm telling you, my boy LeBron picked up Darren Williams. He's about to pick up Andrew Bogut.
Yep.
The Warriors need to be worried. He about to get J.R. Smith back. He about to get Kevin Love back.
Yep.
And he got Williams balling right now, too.
And on
he
top,
just picked him up.
And on top of all this, Kyle Lowry just recently notified that he was about to have hand surgery.
And so they not gonna be he's not going to be ready to the playoffs.
Exactly. That's one less bump in the road towards the finals.
Who else he got to worry about? The Celtics? And, I mean, if Isaiah Thomas gets shut down, then
Celtics,
they ain't
got to
worry. Yeah, they ain't got to worry about nobody else in the East.
Well, yeah, because the East is a joke.
It is, but, again, the Warriors organization need to quit worrying about Turner Network and what Shaq is doing over there. Let him be. Let him get his ratings up. Y'all need to get KD healthy. Y'all need to worry about keeping everybody else healthy, because, again, I don't want to hear no excuses when the Cavs beat them in the finals. Y'all going to be talking about, oh, Draymond Green didn't play, da-da-da-da-da-da. Same thing with the Cavs. I don't want to hear any excuses if they lose in the finals. I want, for once, if they meet again in the finals, I want both teams healthy so there are no excuses. I want everybody playing so there are no excuses. Because what was the excuse in 2014, Carl? LeBron was playing with – he was playing with the crippled squad,
yeah,
but that was the excuse. Yeah. But that was the excuse.
I'd much rather.
And then in 2015, they were saying that his knees were still messed up from the Houston series.
Yeah,
Though he came back like Superman up in the Portland series.
Exactly.
And then once they got to the finals, and then on top of that, Klay Thompson wasn't necessarily at his best. And then Andrew Bogut wasn't at his best in Game 7. They had so many excuses. When it comes to the 2017 finals, there are absolutely zero excuses at all.
That's what I'm saying. And first of all, KD.
Steph is no longer getting the pass.
He shouldn't. And because when has he showed up in the finals?
He hasn't.
And I know he hasn't.
He showed up in the playoffs in certain series, but when it comes to the finals, he's never shown up.
Says 17 points a game in the finals, and you the back-to-back MVP?
Back-to-back.
Come on now. You're not showing up.
This time. Unanimous.
And people
Magic, Magic, Will Chamberlain, anybody that's won multiple MVPs, nobody's ever won unanimous. So you have absolutely zero excuse when it comes to this time. Because when we have this finals, and LeBron's finally put together the pieces that he's been pleading for all year, there's nothing that you can do.
I don't want to hear no excuse from KD either, because he got all the help in the world. You go to the best team of all time, regular season team of all time.
Boy.
You don't have no excuses either. Yeah, you were playing with Westbrook.
Boy.
And you were playing playing with Ibaka, playing with Steven Adams. Boy. I don't want to hear it. But JV, go on. You ain't even on the show today. Go on.
Bring it on in.
We was gonna talk about the combine, but you wasn't here.
Well,
okay, yeah. Sit down. Right, sit down. Who your sleeper draft pick, JV? We waiting on you.
My sleeper draft pick.
Yes, go ahead. I got this ready. I'm been waiting on you. Been waiting for
Leonard
this.
Fournette.
That is not a sleeper, JV.
He's definitely a sleeper. He's definitely a sleeper, bro, because people do not believe that he'll be as productive as he is.
Because he's not.
You, for instance, who do you think is going to be good?
Okay, with what the Chiefs got out of Tyreek Hill, don't be surprised to watch the NFL take more raw speed guys. Victor Bolden out of Oregon State, 1,500 all-purpose yards. He puts up a 4.340. Somebody going to get him in the fourth round, and he going to do exactly what Tyreek did. Ishmael Zamora out of Baylor, a beast. He didn't even get invited to the combine. Watch that man be Rookie of the Year. I'm telling you.
But there's a lot of fast guys in the NFL and still don't have great production. Tyreek Hill is almost, I would say, one in a million. That you
what?
Get a guy at that caliber speed and end up being that good. Because if you think about it, how much production has he had before that?
Who?
Tyreek Hill. Did they know he was going to be that good coming
out of college? He was good in college.
Because he easily could have won Rookie of the Year.
I agree with you on that.
So you telling me that you thought he was going to be that good coming out of college?
I didn't, but that's you proving my point, though.
Exactly.
You proving my point.
How am I proving your
point? You proving my point because I said raw speed guys are going to get taken in the fourth and fifth round.
I'm telling you that there's a lot of raw speed guys that come out, and I'm saying he's one in a million because usually they don't work out.
Like who?
Bo Jackson. How long did Bo Jackson stay in the NFL?
Bo Jackson didn't stay in the NFL because he got hurt, JV.
Was he pure speed, though?
Yes. More than that, though.
No, was he as good as Marcus Allen? Oh, you don't know who that is? No.
I don't know who that is, JV. Please sit back down.
He's better than Marcus Allen.
Yes.
I'm done.
Come back. What you doing?
This boy
here just said Bo Jackson wasn't better than Marcus Allen. If I recall, Bo Jackson got hurt on a fluke injury because he is the most powerful and fastest guy in the league.
The fact that we just got a cameo appearance from somebody who's on the show regularly.
Yeah, I don't know what JV doing. He need to go back and study like he said he was going to do.
That's weird.
But anyways, we going to save that combine talk for next week. Back to basketball. Like I said, Carl, the Warriors need to make sure that they are on their A game. They need to make sure they make the finals because, like I said, I don't want to hear no excuses. When the king comes into town, comes into that Bay Area, and runs them out.
Court.
What?
I cannot stand LeBron James.
Oh, that's just – you just being disrespectful. You're another hater, aren't you?
I will not disagree with anyone that his size matchup, speed matchup, overall stature of the player, like his, I guess, skill on the court, like it's almost unmatched.
Thank you.
It's unmatched, but as a person and just watching him, I get so annoyed that it's literally like the wind blows and he expects a foul. And just anytime I've ever watched him, I've watched basketball for a while and I've been watching LeBron since he kind of came up, but one of the things that's always stood out to me is he's a flopper. And I know so many other players are, but because LeBron James is LeBron James, he obviously gets a lot more attention, and so
he gets more attention. Like fouls call for him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Attention, like people are gonna like they're like if there's somebody or
as
if
they're
team,
gonna pay more attention to him flopping than they are.
JaVale
McGee flopping.
Yeah,
okay?
I agree, and that's the case with a lot of people in NBA though.
But I'm just saying, he's just so floppy, and it's something that's bugged me from the very first time I've watched him play, like,
so,
and I'll never get over it. Like, and there's a lot of other people that flop. Trust me, I'm not
gonna say so. Do you like Dwayne
anyone
Wade?
Else that flops? But for LeBron being Mr. Big Man, like, I'm LeBron James. I'm so good. It's like, dude, just play good defense and just go up strong. You're stronger than almost anyone in your position. Just take it to the hole and quit flopping like a little baby.
Do you like Dwayne Wade though? Huh? Do you like Dwayne Wade, though?
No.
No? Why not?
Same reason.
He's dramatic.
All right, I'm gonna let you make it on this one, Stormy.
I'm gonna let you make it.
But elaborating on my Instagram live crowd, I know Bo Jackson was a monster. JV didn't even want none of that. I don't know why he came up in here talking about Marcus Allen. If I recall, Marcus Allen could not throw a baseball from the back of the fence and throw a guy out at home plate and come back and rush for 200 yards in a game. I don't know what JV talking about, but I'm going to get him next week, though. When he ready, I got him, because that's an argument that's coming. So y'all just be ready.
Well, hey, thanks for coming tonight, guys. This is another episode of The Field House with Stormy and the Brodies, and we're signing off.
See y'all.
Be outie.